Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,108. James Hitchens Jr. and Maura Lee Hitchens are seeking a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of Summer Road and Hickory Hill Road. The 911 address is 25282 Summer Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 233, Map 9, Parcel 19. Staff would note that this is considered a corner lot. The setbacks for this property are appear to be a 30-foot front yard from off of Summer Court.
Summer Road.
15 feet off of Hickory Hill Road as the corner front, 20-foot rear, and a 15-foot side. The applicant is specifically seeking a 3.6-foot variance from the required 15-foot side. And again, we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mary Hitchens, 25282 Summer Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Microphones. Not good at public speaking, but I'm going to try my best.
Yeah, that's fine, ma'am. Just take your time.
The uniqueness of property, the lot is heavily wooded. It's gradually sloping. It's a corner location, and the shed was actually built in 1980 by my grandfather. I later inherited the property, so it has been there for quite some time. There's large older trees, and I think the reason they put it where they put it is the septic used to be in that backyard. It's later, I've redone it, and it's in the front yard now. Well, what I consider the front yard, I guess that's technically the side yard for the way they have it laid out. But I think that they put the shop back there because of those factors. Cannot otherwise be developed. Existing building has a concrete pad floor that's immobile. It also was built in the 80s, and the electrical was done in the 80s. So between the concrete pad and the electrical, it would be very costly to move this at this time. Not created by the applicant. I inherited the property. It was pre-existing. It was built by my grandfather. And actually, the permit that they retained has setbacks on it at 5 foot. So if they follow the 5 foot that the permit said for them to follow, they're actually double, because it's, I think, 11 feet off of where it's supposed to be, which is still short of what it's actually supposed to be, but the permit says 5 foot. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The building's built in the 80s. It's been there. There's never been any complaints for it. There's actually another neighbor in the neighborhood that has a variance for a similar reason. So, and they've not had any issues with theirs as well. And it is, we are asking for the minimum variance.
Okay, very good. All right, we'll start with the members. Mr. Mayor, do you have any questions?
No, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Wortman?
No questions. Did a good job.
Very good.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills, any questions?
It's good that your front's considered on the Summer Road, because that makes it only 15.
Excuse me.
And instead of 30 or 40, 20. I guess the rear is for that. I have no other questions.
Either.
I have no questions.
You have no questions. Very good job you presented.
I do have one comment. I'm noticing a note. There was an application for a building permit, and there is a note regarding accessory buildings and requirements between 1979 to 1982 that allowed accessory buildings to be built within 3 feet of a side yard or 5 feet of a rear yard between that period. And this building, there was a building permit for the dwelling and a shed that was issued in 1980. However, there was no CO issued at that time. So I just wanted to make note of that for the record as well.
Okay, thank you. Okay, excuse me. Hearing no other questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two, three. Do you wish to come up and speak or just have show of hand of support?
I'll speak.
All right, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Matthew Williams, 25252 Summer Road, Millsburg, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
How's it going?
Okay. And you wish to...
Just wanted to speak on behalf of her. I'm the adjacent property owner.
Okay.
My shed backs up to her. My garage backs up to her garage. I've been there 23 years. It's never bothered me whatsoever. I think she should be granted the variance.
Okay.
Just wanted to speak that for her and on behalf of her.
So your property is the one that would be most affected by this?
Yes, most affected by it. Yep.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay. And then is there anyone here in opposition? Okay. Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve case number 12,108.
Okay.
The violation was created by family before our applicant inherited the property, and the building was likely located where it is based on site conditions. The issue was not created by the applicant. She inherited the issue. The building was built in the 80s and possibly was code compliant then, so the applicant's variance request is minimal.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 12,108. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,108 is approved. Yes, ma'am. Okay, gentlemen, we've got to go back. We got one case left that was under advisement, and that is case number, turn it back over.
Over 103.
And it is 12,103, and Mr. Mills, I guess open it back up for discussion, because you would like taking it under advisement.
Yeah, I didn't want to see it die for lack of emotion.
Oh, okay.
I figured that maybe you wanted to think about it. So I made a motion to take it under advisement.
Well, I haven't, excuse me, I have no problem with it. Mr. Mears?
You have no problem with it either.
Mr. Workman? You're okay? Oh, it's okay. Mr. Mills, if you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then if that be the case, I will entertain a motion then on case number 12,103.
Mr. Chairman, it's a small lot, being 50 by 100. I think that, they're not asking for, they've already moved the shed in conformance as far as being on his property and up against trees, so it's obvious he can't move it any further. In regard to the proposed additions, it's the request is on deck footprints that already exist, and it is a small house. To be used more full time. So I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and I don't think that overall situation was created by the applicant. Is it the one we heard that was 1968 it was built?
It was actually based on our records. It was approximately 15 years old in 1973, so
yeah.
Probably in the late 50s.
63.
So it was
58.
It was non-conforming structure, and I think that it meets the standards. I don't think it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood or, you know, substantially or permanently impair the appropriate uses of adjacent neighbor property. So I make a motion we approve case number 12,103.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,103. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,103 is approved. Okay, gentlemen, that's all the business come forward. If the office did have anything for us, do we this time?
I would just make a note that there have been 9 ordinances introduced to County Council regarding changes to the zoning code. Those will be heard by Planning and Zoning Commission on Thursday and again by County Council on March the 20th. Several of those, most of those may have some impact on this board. So I just wanted to make you aware that those were out there and in case you're interested in reviewing those.
Is one regarding approval of variances through the office?
Yes, there is, and I apologize, I did not bring the list with me. But one would address small non-conforming lots. One would also address potentially address, if approved, the building or if permits issued in error or COs issued in error. We've had several of those, so they would still be require a variance, however they would become administrative variances.
And who all is going to be doing that then? Just one person? Everybody in the office or got the authority to do all
it? It would go through the go through the administrative variance process as proposed at this moment.
We currently have an administrative variance process. What this would be, there had been a number of them that we've caught where COs had been issued previously.
But my question was, who all approves them? Does everybody in the office get to approve it and see it?
No, it would be the director.
Just the director only?
The director, the way the code would be written is it would be in her, and she'd have some parameters that she'd have to meet. Remember, the director is 20, 30 years down the road, but the idea is that it would reduce a lot of those folks who've you got a CO years ago, and then you find out, oh, geez, I got to get a variance now when the county had made an error. There's going to be a pretty, I would imagine, a good discussion about it at the two public hearings, one planning and zoning and one before council. So if you wanted to look at them, or if you wanted to look at copies of the ordinance, we can get those to you. I know they are available on the county's website under the proposed ordinance section. So, they may be amended too as time goes on. I don't know.
But it would be like the two we had tonight with the pool, and then this last case we had, it was like one variance, not that much of a variance. It'd be something like that.
Yeah, I mean, if you notice, if it's under a foot, the director has the ability to grant administrative variance now.
Yeah.
So the idea is that you're kind of trying to continue with that logic. Because, if somebody's got very small, maybe it was a surveying error or maybe there was a measuring error. For them to have to come to us can be a burden. And So, and also the things that like with non-conforming properties. So there's, but there's been several others in there too. So it's worth looking at. You might be interested in some of them.
Well, it sounds like it's pretty well done though.
Pardon?
See, it sounds like it's pretty well done, though. Really, we just need to look at them and get them all approved.
Obviously, we've got to see what happens at the public hearings. There might be changes to them. I don't know. And I suspect there might be to some extent.
I believe another one would affect, has to do with handicap ramps, would address, some inconsistencies with handicap ramps. So all nine of these are designed to kind of fix some of those inconsistencies within the code where we, you know, where we do see a lot of requests. And
some of them are kind of responsive to comments that we've had from you all at
exactly.
times too. You know, why are we here? You know, we're hearing this. Why are we hearing all these?
Well, Jamie, too, like the handicap. And what we, all the meetings we all have been to is really, it's hard to deny a handicap. So in other words, that wouldn't...
That's a no-brainer there.
That's a no-brainer. I mean, so that would be going
he'd
right...
He'd deny that, definitely. No way.
Well, I think what we're trying to get a better process with handicap ramps in general.
Okay.
And this is just part of it. Yeah. So it is not just an issue coming before us. It's, you know, building permits and things mm-hmm. like that. So there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
So we're most affected by us, not planning and zoning, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple there. There's ordinances that would be, you know, like parking. I think there's a parking waiver of parking requirements.
I believe so, yep.
There's a couple others that would be, you know, pertaining to them in a lot of cases.
Them
but
too.
Some of these are, you know, going to be...
Another question I got to ask then, Jimmy, if it's like instead of having... two a month, it might be just having one. It's only like five cases at a time. They combine that and just wait once a month to do it.
We'll see how this plays out. I mean, we've got some, you know, bigger ones coming up that'll be longer hearings.
Yeah.
So, which thank I don't you. Want to get into, but.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Do we have any open cases right now?
There is one that was Yoder. Requested to be placed on the March 5th agenda.
Thoughts on Yoder.
Yeah.
Yoder.
We had one back January of 17. We were waiting for a picture in a year for a sister that was mentally disabled. It was Laurie Sanders.
Yeah.
Saunders.
What's the case number there?
11903.
I believe we were anticipating getting a response to that back around January. I think it may have actually been while you were, if not before that.
I think
that,
it happened
while you were.
While I was gone.
Yep. We did, I don't think we've received that information, and I believe they're no longer in need of that.
So we can throw it away?
So we can.
We should put that on the agenda then.
Okay.
Because it was left open.
Right.
So we need to.
And we.
I'll talk with staff about that.
We approved that. Kings Creek Country Club last week, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last time. Okay.
Yep, we did. So. Right. And somebody's going to table it first, and then we went back and passed it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, the only one from last meeting is the Yoder one that
fell out.
Okay.
All right. There being no other business then, we're open to adjournment.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.